Today we'll be visiting with Don Lawnberg at Ward's Garden Center. This Southwest Kansas native answers a question I posed to him concerning his choice of five favorite plants that would do well in a low-water, high-heat garden.
Number one in that would be a summer bloomer called Telenum. It's also called Judith Flower. It's a Kansas native, and it looks like a small, round, soccer ball-sized succulent. But it sends up a wiry stem with a hot pink flowers on it, and it does that at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it blooms from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until dark. And does that religiously in the hottest and crappiest weather you can ever hope for. And we have it at our house, and it's very faithful. Then after that would be, say, your Furman's Red Salvia. That just gives you a red that just can't be beat. And it gets as big as a thistle. And to give folks something they can relate to. And it's another one of those that starts blooming in June, doesn't stop till frost. Third on the list would be, I always tell folks, do something that Grandma always had. I love iris. There, that gets your year started. Another one that we have that a lot of folks don't know about because it blooms so early, and that's called Pasque Flower.
Oh, I love those.
And yeah. That is an absolutely gorgeous plant that will start coming up in places around in your yard and give you this beautiful dark purple cup-shaped flower every spring, and you can just rely on it. Thing with it is, disappears when it gets really incredibly hot. It just goes dormant to avoid the drought. And last but not least, any of the sedum family. Just grab them. Grab the sempervivums, which we know as hens and chicks, the live forevers, the ground cover forms of sedum. And you've got yourself an ever-blooming garden from early spring till late fall.
There you have it from a plant specialist with lots of experience in using xeric plants to fill out a flower bed in our part of the country. Don suggested some of his favorite blooming perennials, so next week we'll ask the same question of our second horticultural helper, Matt Lutz, who will consider woody shrubs as a landscaping solution for hot, dry weather. Until then, you can take a look at a photo array of Don, Matt, and some special plants on our website at hppr.org.